Blog Talk Radio.
And blessings to everyone that is tuning in right now to the Black Box Show. Thank you for tuning in this morning. For those that are traveling, making it home from work, and those that are traveling on your way to their workplace, I thank you for tuning in to the Black Box Show at 8 a.m. Central Time. And for those that are listening by telephone and those that are tuning in by the internet, thank you for being consistent with me to tune in to your show, this self-improvement show, this personal development show, to help us, to help ourselves to be what we were chosen to be. We were chosen to be great. We were chosen to show greatness, regardless to whom or what. I thank you for tuning in to this topic, to adhere what would be said to us, this topic entitled, You Deserve the Best. You deserve the best. Out of billions of sperm, you made it. You made it. Out of billions of sperm, you made it. And the process began inside of that womb with form and with action. As you was continuing to grow inside of that womb, you was hearing different things outside of that womb, whether it came from your mother, your father, family members, or whomever. But you heard some things that you heard when you was in the womb, it was negative and it was positive. Even some of us, mom had bumped into the door, had bumped into the wall with us being inside of her womb. And I'm saying this to say that most of us, we are operating, we are functioning based on the way we was programmed and the things that we experience in life, genetically and environmentally. And some things that we may see, some things that we may hear, and it may disturb us. Like some people say, ooh, they just make my flesh crawl. Or they may say, ooh, it just make me sick to my stomach. And they say it without really seeing why. Why do it make my flesh crawl? Why does it make me sick to the stomach? Well, it's just like being hurt. And we go to their clinic or that hospital to get some aid. The doctor check us out to see what happened for us to be in this condition. We go over questions. He want to know, or she want to know the answers. so they can identify what was the cause of it, so they can quickly resolve the effect of it. It's just like getting out the bed and you calmly falling on your leg. And the more you fall on your leg, the more it affects your bones, and it also affects the way the blood is circulating in that leg. And that's why people, they have gangrene, because the leg is just wore out, is in a rotten stage. And so when we go to the hospital, the doctor check it out and say, you know, we're going to have to amputate this leg because your leg is no good. You don't bruise the leg, and you keep bruising the leg thinking that it's okay. But you know, our body parts, every body part that we are connected to in the physical body have a way of communicating to us. We know when we going out to eat, or even when we eat at home, we know that it's enough. And some of us, we just overdo it, and we have an aching in our stomach. We just become greedy. Like some people, you know, no matter who may ask them, do you want some? They'll say, okay. But that's not the best for you to experience. You deserve to be able to travel all over this world. You deserve to have whatever you want in your bank account. You deserve to have your own business or businesses. You deserve to be successful. You deserve to be prosperous. Some haven't even left our own neighborhood. We haven't even stepped out of our own city or country and traveled to other places to experience other culture of people, to experience other type of environments, the way other cities and states and country do certain things. And we limit ourselves. And the biggest excuse that people have from not experiencing the joy of living is money. It's money. Now, if we calculate the things that we purchase in our past everyday life that we really didn't need, but we wanted it so bad, we had a craving for it, we was hypnotized to it. Look at, if you be honest, look at what you spend on those things, whether it was every day, whether it's every week or every month. And when you add it up in a year time, that was the money for you to enjoy yourself. There's no such thing, fake it till you make it. That's what's wrong with people. The more you program yourself to be a faker, you're going to be a breaker. Because what I'm saying is this. The more you fake to do something or be something, and you know deep inside that's not you, you become burdened with trying to be seen of people. And you become frustrated. And that frustration leads to being stressed out, because you feel as though that the only way you can get some attention, that you have to dress a certain way. You have to ride a certain way. I love Rolls Royces. Some of you all love Hondas. You all love Chryslers, Cadillacs, Benz, BMWs. I love Rolls Royces. That's me. Now, some may say, well, that's going to cost you an arm and a leg and a thigh bone and a hip bone. See, that's something that we have taken on, and we do not even know what we're really saying. We say things and do things most time unconsciously. Because if we was conscious, aware of what we was getting ready to do before we do it, it never would have happened. It doesn't matter if your Acura, if your Honda Accord, it may cost less than a Rolls Royce. But that's what I feel that I deserve. That I deserve. It doesn't matter if it costs $100,000 on up. That's me. That's me. Now, where you want to live? Some is comfortable with an apartment. Some comfortable with a rumor house. That's your choice. We all have choices. I love and I'm attracted to big, beautiful homes. And the home have to be a brick home. I do not have an apartment state of mind. Because whatever is going on in the mental state will affect us in the physical. But also it will affect us financially. And that's the truth. Our income is the harvest of our production. Let me say this one more time. Our income is the harvest of our production. If you have low production, meaning that if you're depending on slave wages, some call it minimum wages, I call it slave wages, because you only make enough just to exist, not to live. You only make enough to pay your bills, to put some gas in your vehicle or have some bus fare or train fare, subway fare. And you buy a little piece here and there. But look at those that get money out of your check every time you get it. The federal. Some got the federal and the state. And you got FICA. We just say, okay, where they getting it? And you do not know who they are. Once you get off from listening to this show, go to Google and type in FICA, FICA. I want you to study that so you can have some awareness that we didn't give them permission. We didn't give FICA permission to take money out of our check. But I'm going to tell us something. If you're working for somebody else and you're not producing nothing for yourself outside of that job, you will be stuck. And you will be all for working hard, not working smart. Working two jobs. I done seen this take place in people relationship. What a man working two and three jobs to take care of everything. Don't want his woman, don't want his wife to do nothing. I disagree with that. Because if that woman at home and she's not being productive at home, meaning she ain't having no ideal, no inspiration to create a job for herself, to want to be an independent woman, guess what's going to happen? When that man have a nervous breakdown, when that man have a heart attack and they have to take that dead heart out and put a pacemaker in it, guess what that woman going to do? She going to vamp. She going to lead that man. Because she was so used to him taking care of everything. She didn't know how to have a foundation of her own to be financially independent. I disagree with a lazy woman. It doesn't matter how you look good, how good you look, how you dress, your size, your waistline, that doesn't mean nothing. Because if you're not bringing nothing to the table, how can we truly be able to do the things that we talked about doing? I'm wore out. I work in 2 or 3 jobs. I got to tell a lie to my boss and say I don't feel good just to go out of town. Guess for how long? 3 days. That ain't no vacation. 3 days? When you get to your hotel, wherever you staying at, wherever you traveling to, that day, you got 2 more days after that. Then you got to be at that job the next morning, the next afternoon, the next evening. Did you really enjoy yourself? A man and a woman relationship should be 100-100. But a man need to know everything about that woman. Just like a woman need to know everything about that man. If you accept a man because he look good, he dress good, and he coming into your life, and he driving your car, living in your house, he ain't got nothing to show for, why would you accept him? Then once the relationship go on, now you upset with yourself. But that's what you attract. That's what you attract. Now, if that man come to you, or you come to him, however you all meet up, and he handling his business, you handling your business, both of you all will be successful and keep people out your business. How can you have the best and want the best when you want to put people in your business? That's why I disagree with going to marriage seminars, going to get marriage counseling back to back, like I'm going to a Michael Jackson concert. Back to back. You mean to tell me you currently going and getting marriage counseling, you currently going to marriage seminar thinking that you're going to hear something new? That man and that woman, I'm telling you what I'm living. I'm telling you what I'm living. I've been, this is my second marriage. My first marriage, I don't even count that. That was hell in a rocket ship. This second marriage is heaven. I ain't got to deal with no madness, no foolishness, no drama. Because in my first marriage, I ain't ashamed to say it, I went through physical and verbal abuse for 11 years. For 11 years. That's just like telling a man, man, I don't see how you did that. I ain't talking about 11 days. Matter of fact, let me back it up. I'm not talking about 11 hours, 11 days, 11 weeks. I ain't talking about 11 months. I'm talking about 11 years. Every day or every other day, drama, madness, foolishness, silliness. But see, I thank the Creator for getting me out of that relationship. I was blessed to have 2 daughters. I took care of a son and a daughter that was already present. But I always called them my own. But the ones that I had was two beautiful daughters. And this second marriage, it ain't even on match. But see, I want us to understand, another person's opinion about you doesn't make you what they say you are. Because I do not put people in my business. I love me. Self-love is the best love. You cannot love nobody outside of you before you can start loving you. And the way you love you is the way how you treat yourself. That's why I tell people, do not cheat yourself. Treat yourself. Now, when that man and that woman come together as one, hey, they unstoppable. They unbreakable. Yes, in every relationship, there's going to be disagreements. Ain't nothing wrong with a disagreement, but it's all about agreeing with each other to solve that disagreement. See, disagreement and arguments, like people going back and forth, call each other out, each other name, being disrespectful, that's a difference. Because two human beings is continuing to find out about each other. I wouldn't care if a person been married 32 years, he or she is still finding out more and more about each other. Stop calling going to these seminars and these counselors and paying hundreds of dollars to hear the same thing. Get it right with yourself. That's all you have to do. Because in truth, in a relationship, if you're calmly going through seminars, somebody telling you the same thing over and over again, and you're calmly going through somebody that's supposed to be a marriage counselor, hearing the same thing over and over again, I'm going to tell you, either one of you all playing and the other was serious about making things work, or you're both playing. You ain't handling your business, and your marriage is like a hobby. Like going to putt-putt, like going to Chuck E. Cheese. But if both of you serious about getting things together, making things happen, having the joy of the Creator, living your life on purpose, having the best in life, you don't have to wait till you dead to have the best, to have that street of gold, that Milky Way, that bowl of honey. You can have it now. Heaven and hell is a state of mind. It's a state of your condition. You can have hell in your life, or you can have heaven in your life. That's your choice. But you deserve the best. It's time to champ up, not cramp up. Stop having them. The reason why people are having cramps, because they lazy, they trifling, they think little about themselves, and they listen to other people to tell them what they need to do, how they need to be, and which way to go. I'm going to tell you something. If you in an environment where people is talking, I shoulda, woulda, coulda, but, and playing the blame game, you're not going to be successful. You probably have some amazing multi-million dollar ideals, you're not going to go forward because you around the wrong people. I don't cut a lot of people off. I do not mind cutting people off. If I see you not growing, I know you're going to be dead weight in my life. Ain't nothing personal. That's why I want people to understand. It's nothing personal. But in order for me to be free, Roosevelt Muhammad, a.k.a. Champ God, in order for me to be free, I got to be me. I do not do a whole lot of talking. I love being productive.
Some people think about, man, I want to make $100 a day. I'm thinking about, man, I need to make $1 million a day. Now, some people say, man, you need to stop tripping. See, that's what's wrong with people. You've been tripping all your life. You can't think outside of making $100 a day. You cannot think about your annual income being your monthly income. I ain't talking about laying on my back and having wishful thinking. Talking about where my genie at. You know, you say my wish is your command. I ain't tripping like that. I'm saying you need to start thinking like this. Whatever you make in a year, you need to write some plans down, and you need to practice having it in the present, having it in the now. You need to see yourself. You need to see and feel yourself being, doing, and having what you want right now. And it's possible. It's possible for our annual income to be our monthly income. If you make $30,000 a year, why not have a plan and be consistent with the plan? Do not get caught up with madness, foolishness, and ignorance, and keep that plan between you and that creator that is within you. Talk to that creator within you. Your answers is right inside of you. And say, you know what, I really want to do something. And I want to see, how can my $30,000 that I make in a year, how can I make that in a month? Now, you know, with Roosevelt Muhammad, a.k.a. Champ God, thinking like this, I'm going to lose some folks. See, it's not about you throwing anybody under the bus. It's not about you think that you're better than the next people. You have outgrown them. That's just like my T-shirt. At one time, I wore small. At one time, I wore a medium, a large. Now I wear a 2X. And depending on the type of shirt it is, I wear a 3X. See, most people still want to wear a small. They still want to wear a medium, a large. If I put a small or a medium and a large shirt on, I'd be cutting on my blood circulation. But see, that's how some people are. They thinking is stinking. And they'll put some rumors out like you did them wrong. But see, that's that guilt trip. I'm going to tell you something. Be careful of the guilt trip. Be careful of people playing on you and want you to sit. Be careful of people playing on your mind and want you to sympathize with them like you done left them behind. You think you're better. You're going to get that. But you have to show them, this is what I've been telling you. That's what we've been talking about. Come on and walk this water with me. But like I told people, I first told my wife, she was laughing when I told her. I said, baby, Jesus, he walked on water. Jesus walked on water. Yes, he did. Elijah went to the mountaintop. Yes, he did. But me, I'm walking on money. Now, that's it. That's it. I'm walking on money because I'm programmed. I'm allergic to poor thinkers. I'm allergic to lazy and trifling people. I'm allergic to negative people, shoulda, woulda, coulda. But I thank the creator that I can share what he has shared with me through other sources to deliver this message. That's what I'm about. You deserve the best. Look at yourself and tell yourself, get in front of that mirror and tell yourself you deserve the best. Thank you for tuning in, and tune in next Tuesday at 8 a.m. Central Time. Have a blessed and prosperous life.